Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Steve McKee is here, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is back. He's the president of McKee Wood Wallworks and Company, the author of a number of books, including his brand spanking new one that you need to have. It's Power Branding, and it's leveraging the success of the world's best brands. It's a great reference book. It's a great the story. You got this thing's full of stories, isn't it, Steve?
Chock full of them. Yep.
Yeah. So people like stories, and I like the architecture of your book. I think it's really important. People have short. It's not so much that people have short attention spans, Steve, as much as they just don't have a lot of time anymore.
Yeah.
They can't curl up with a 16-page chapter with, you know, of a business book. They want you to get to the point, don't they?
They do, and the way I've written this, you take in two or three pages and you can chew on that all day or all week.
Exactly. So check that out, folks. The delivery will be the first week of January. You can pre-order now, and Steve says if you order now, you'll get an autographed copy. So check that out. The website again, Steve?
PowerBrandingBook.com.
All right, so check that out. Steve, branding in the second decade of the 21st century, in what I'm calling the age of the customer, how has branding changed?
You know, I have an entire section on that. It's changed immensely. When you look at things like social media, when you look at what they call big data, which, don't be fooled, every company, no matter how small, generates big data.
That's right.
When you look at CRM, customer relationship management, all the tools out there, what we find in working with our clients is that people are getting more and more confused. So in that sense, branding has changed dramatically. And then lay that into a system where journalism, entertainment, advertising, those worlds are converging. They're all converging and coming together, and it's harder to tell one from another. It's pretty confusing out there.
It really is. And one classic example that's from the entertainment and branding standpoint is the Ron Burgundy ads that we've seen.
You bet.
Isn't that something? I mean that would never have been done 20 years ago.
No, and the Dodge commercials are commercials for the movie, and the movie's a commercial for Dodge. And which way is up?
How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm fine with that. Entertainment and advertising converging. It gets a little weird when journalism converges, which is happening all over the place. It's caveat emptor.
That's right.
You know,
you gotta
beware. It's really always happened. If you think back to Johnny Carson, you know, people think of that as entertainment, and it is, but it's also always been about advertising because the guests he books are guests that have something to say.
Well, look at how the cigarette industry benefited for decades watching movie stars smoke cigarettes on television.
Yeah, absolutely.
They didn't have to know whether they were Camels or Marlboros or whatever. They were smoking a cigarette, right? Or drinking.
And you know what? In the last couple of decades, they reversed that. Now smoking is uncool.
That's
in
right.
Part because of what Hollywood has done.
That's exactly right. So how does that, tell us how this impacts and relates to small business?
Yeah, it's great news if you understand it, because you used to have to spend, you know, millions and millions of dollars to buy the eyeballs, or you want to think of it this way, rent the audiences of a magazine or a television station or network.
Mm-hmm.
Today, since everything is converged, you can build your own network, and that's why I get so excited about social media and how people don't really understand it. It's not about what you had for breakfast this morning. What you're doing in social media is you are actually building your own network. You're building an audience of hundreds and then thousands and then tens of thousands and ultimately millions of people who you can communicate with at any time for free.
Mm-hmm.
That's immensely powerful, and it really levels the playing field for small businesses that understand and can take steps to address it.
Right.
That's never been available to them that way before.
Now, is that what your company does?
That is what my company does. We work with what we call stalled, stuck, and stale brands. And the heart behind my company is really the subtitle of the book, and that's leveraging the success of the world's best brands.
Mm-hmm.
We take the experiences that we've had working with some of the biggest and best brands in the world, and we bring that thinking to the benefit of smaller companies that heretofore haven't been able to afford it. And the book is really just an extension of what we do every day at our company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, this is something, you know, I've been talking about branding with my audience for since day one, since 1997, but it's changed a lot, and I agree with what you said in the last segment that our brand is us, it's who we are, but leveraging the brand and co-owning it now with our customers, to me, that's the big shift right there.
It is a big shift. In fact, I have an entire chapter, they're not very long, on that idea that the more successful you are in branding, the less you own your brand, which is kind of a weird dichotomy.
Right. And so this is why if you're going to be successful going forward, and this is the reason why, Steve, that I'm continually pounding on my audience about getting more sophisticated, becoming more of a CEO of your company, not just the manager of your business, but the CEO, which is when you're the CEO, you read books like yours and you learn things about where the brand, where branding is going and who co-owns your brand. You've got to be able to do that, don't you, to keep up?
You do. And I just want to emphasize on that power branding is extremely accessible. There's nothing complicated about it. It's just a matter
brain
of doing
language.
It.
I like that. So give us the website again, Steve, quickly.
It's powerbrandingbook.com. Order today and you get a signed copy.
And it'll be delivered the first week of January, right?
First or second week, yeah, depending upon how quickly we can get it to you.
Be sure to do that, folks. Thanks, Steve. Come back soon.
You bet, Jim. Thank you.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.